This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Can I take a bank mortgage for my primary residence if there is no halal mortgage alternative? Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. The answer for this question basically depends on the situation of the person. There is no doubt we have to keep in mind that a riba, interest, is a major sin in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah 2, verse 278, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَذَرُوا مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَا إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Oh, you believe, or who are the believers, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and leave the interest away, if you are a true believer. And if you don't, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will declare war against you. And in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as Jabir reported in Sahih Muslim, that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cursed the one who consumed riba, who give riba interest, and the one who witnessed it, the one who write it. So this is a serious sin. It's a major sin in Islam. So when we deal with something like this, we have to be very careful. So the default rule, no, it's not allowed for the person to take a loan with interest, unless there is an absolute, there is necessity or absolute need for it. And no doubt, if a person, for example, who lives with a big family, he cannot rent an apartment, or basically apartment is too expensive for him that it is financially cannot maintain a stable life. And he said, you know what, this was really a disaster for me, and it became very extremely hardship I'm living in. In this case, and we say, hey, did you try to look for a halal alternative? He said, I couldn't. In this case, we say, it is allowed for you to take that mortgage as long as you pay it off quickly and you're serious in paying it off. But in another scenario where a person have alternatives, or a person there is no need for it, we say, you know what, rent, and even if maybe this is not the best financial choice for you, but it can be the best religious choice for you, and you live with yourself in peace and not to be always worried about I'm doing something haram or not. And I'm saying I allowed for the person to take the conventional mortgage in a case who couldn't find an alternative, or alternative is not suitable for him. Sometimes you couldn't be approved for the credit or don't have the down payment that is requested for some of these halal mortgage loans. In this case, I don't have a problem with the person going with the mortgage, conventional mortgage in this case, as long as he really try his best in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking consideration that some of the Hanabi, like Shaykh Hasan bin Taymiyyah rahimahullah, and Abu Hanifa rahimahullah before that, allowed transactions which is involve interest between Muslim and non-Muslim in an non-Muslim country, taking consideration the environment that they're living in. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for everyone.
Hey, thank you for watching, and subscribe so you can continue to get the rest of the videos. I don't know whether somewhere over here, there, whatever, whatnot. It's beautiful, this series of videos, Faith IQ, and we need your support, and that's by watching it, by sharing it, and then by donating towards it so we can continue to make more videos that deal with more of your issues. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.